You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together. Hi, everyone. This is Helen and Kara from MomTalk.ca. Today, we are taking on school lunches. Not the lunches you line up for at the school cafeteria, but the tasty goodies we pack into our kids' lunch bags every morning. So, Kara, coming into this time of year, you start thinking about making lunches. And this past week, my kids have been in a camp, and it's actually been a little out of town. So we've had to be extra organized, and they had to take their lunch. It has certainly told me that we have gotten out of the swing of things. So I think this is a perfect podcast for us to get into. I know your daughter's at camp right now, but have you had to deal with lunches over the summer?
We haven't. This summer, we've been so casual with lunches and in general mealtime. It's just kind of been when we feel like eating. So we really need to get back into the swing of things and getting lunches prepared and coming up with some lunch ideas. My little Liam is starting kindergarten this year, so he's going to kindergarten in the fall. He's quite a challenge when it comes to mealtime. So getting some good lunch ideas will be great for me.
Good. Like we always do, we poll the parents at Canadian Parents. So, Kara, what did you come up with?
Yes, we did poll our members, and all of us are looking for ways to get rid of that struggle for lunch ideas and also just tackling lunches in general. So we narrowed down our areas that we wanted to focus on today to five different areas, number five being creating a lunch cupboard, keeping all of your lunch supplies in one easy-to-find spot. Number four, getting the kids involved in the process, like shopping and preparation. Number three was litterless lunches, solutions on reducing excess packaging in those little baggies. Number two was freezing ahead and sandwich alternatives. The number one thing that people wanted to hear about the most was snacks, quick, healthy, and nutritious snacks.
Let's dive into it starting at number five. So you said lunch cupboard. We actually have a lunch cupboard, and I keep everything that I need for lunches in that cupboard. So we still haven't found a way to get away from Ziploc bags. So I do have Ziploc bags in there, and I am trying my very best to reduce the use of those. I have a little basket where I keep all of the snacks and things that would be specific to lunch that I don't want anyone to touch, because if I put it into the main pantry, it might get eaten, and then I'd be stuck in the morning when I'm making a lunch.
Yes, this is my challenge in my house. I have to keep things up really high.
Hide the food. I also keep all of the containers because we do try to keep a fairly litterless lunch bag. So I have all the little containers that I can put their sandwiches and things in. And the other thing that I keep in there are little lunch notes, because I try to send a little note with the kids every day, just a little message from home.
I love that idea. I really do. And I think that I'm really going to take that up this year with Liam being in school, and although he can't read yet, so I may have to draw little pictures on his lunch notes.
I use a number of different things, but I've heard of people taking out, and I might try this year because my kids are kind of into comics now, where they cut something out of the Sunday comics and send that. So it's not necessarily a note, but they know that mom put it in their lunch. So, I mean, it is kind of like getting a note. One of my girlfriends, I don't know how safe this is, but maybe I guess if you use the food type of markers, she writes notes on the kids' bananas. So I think there are ways to get a message in there. Even things like when my son was in kindergarten, this one little girl had the cutest little lunches. Everything was cut out into like little shapes. And I think that that really helped her to know that her mom was thinking of her, because she kind of went that extra step to make something special for her. So I think lunch notes can come in many different ways. So I'm sure a picture for Liam will make him realize that his mom's thinking about him.
Definitely.
Okay, so number four you said was getting the kids involved. I definitely agree with that. What do you guys do at your house?
Well, what we'll try and do is make up a list of things that they may want to have during the week for supper or even for lunches. And then what we'll do is we'll go out grocery shopping, and they really enjoy to pick out the things while we're in the grocery store. And so that's part of how we get the kids involved on that. I think it's important to get them involved, because if you're sending things in their lunch that they don't like or they haven't picked out, they're not going to eat it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And my daughter, Emmy, is definitely getting old enough where she can be really helpful. And Sam, actually, just by being part of the planning process, I find that he's more willing to try new things. And I often will ask them, like, what the other kids are eating, because
I know I didn't eat lunch at school when I was growing up. I know what kids are like, and they'll look across at somebody who's eating something that they would consider better than what they're eating. So not that I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses, but certainly by asking them what other kids are eating, I get other ideas. Some of the things the other kids are eating, I'm not going to send them because I don't want a lot of processed foods in their lunches. But some of the packaged stuff I'll get for them like once a month or something, just so that they can have something like what they're seeing without it being on a daily basis.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea.
We are a little more regimented and in our plan, and we do kind of have certain things that they eat every day, but we do rotate it. So kind of like every 3 weeks, it kind of gets flipped. I just find it easier, and the kids kind of like certain things all the time. So it just makes my planning time a little bit easier.
Yeah, I need to get a little more regimented this year, especially making two school lunches every day.
One thing I was saying to the kids this morning is, and we didn't do it last year all the time, but I would really like to getting them involved, is get them to help put the lunch together while I'm making dinner, whenever possible. At least some of the elements, like washing fruit and putting in containers or getting vegetables cut up. Like if you're already getting everything cut up for dinner, you may as well continue on with that mess and get the lunch stuff ready instead of trying to rush through it in the morning, which is what I was doing this morning in a panic. And we were really out the door like fast, but I would consider us late if we were going to school. So
right.
I think I'm going to get the kids involved in helping get the lunches.
Well, after little Finn was born last year, Mackenzie was a lot of times a mom just couldn't get up first thing in the morning. And so Mackenzie ended up making a lot of her lunches in the evening the night before. And, you know, I'd help her get it together. That way she wasn't so rushed in the morning to do that.
Let's move on to number three, literalist lunches. And I already said that we do try our very best to use containers that can come home. I think it's really important and more important now than ever because we're much more aware of some of our choices and how it affects the environment. Also cost-wise, I mean, to wash a container versus throw out Ziploc bags every single day, it just makes sense. What do you guys do to keep your lunch boxes literalist?
Well, I'm really trying to cut down on the prepackaged snacks. That's
yeah.
my thing. And they're so convenient, I know. But just the fact that I have that box holding all the snacks, then I have all of the snacks in their prepackaged little tinfoil type baggies. I think I'm becoming more aware and going to try new ideas this year for snacks rather than buy those prepackaged things in the grocery store.
And for health reasons, too. I mean, a lot of prepackaged stuff is not as healthy. And I have found these little containers that have individual spaces, almost like those Lunchables that you can buy in the store. So I can put different things in there to make it a fun lunch without it being a real processed package thing. So I can put real chicken and real cheese and real fruit and things like that in it instead of getting bologna and processed cheese from a Lunchable. So.
Right.
Just takes a little bit of thinking, and I think the Canadian Parents discussion boards are great for sharing ideas like that, so I know there are always a lot of ideas, and people are always willing to help you come up with ideas whenever you're at a loss, so I think that's a great place to start if you're not too sure. When it comes to getting away from packaged foods, too, I think number two, where we talk about freezing ahead and sandwich alternatives, I think that there are a lot of things that you can make that you might buy in a package, like some cereal bars and healthier cookies and things. You could freeze them ahead and put them into containers and then just take them out when you need them for your lunches. So the kids are still going to get some tasty snacks.
You don't have to worry about making them all in advance and then them, because there's no preservatives in them going bad if you freeze them that way. They stay fresh for when you need them.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so let's dive into the whole freeze ahead thing. When I was a kid, and I asked my mom this a couple of weeks ago just to be sure that I wasn't coming up with it out of my head, I guess it was probably at the beginning of high school. My two cousins lived with us, so there were four teenage girls plus my brother. So that's a lot of lunches. We didn't have a school cafeteria where we could buy our lunch every day. I mean, you could, but it was French fries and gravy, so it was not your best choice. So she would make our sandwiches for the week on Sunday and put them into containers and put them in the freezer. And then we would take them out in the morning, put them in our bags or whatever we took. And then they would be thawed by the time we went to have lunch. So I have never tried that, but I think I am going to test it out. And I did a little digging to find out, you know, how things actually freeze. I would imagine when we were kids, my mom would probably make us meat and cheese sandwiches. So I did read up a little bit on meat and bread and that and freezing. And it says that commercially prepared breads, like what most of us buy at the store, are good in the freezer for 1 to 2 weeks. So you wouldn't want to make your sandwiches for the year. But certainly if you have a lot of sandwiches to make, or maybe you get some meat on special and you want to make them up, certainly making up some sandwiches for a couple of weeks is fine. And I mean, it might be helpful if your husband takes a lunch as well to kind of make everybody's Sunday night, and then you kind of have everything to go, as long as you have the containers for it, because you don't want to be putting stuff into Ziploc bags, because again, the whole litterless lunch. And it says for cheese is fine as well, but it can take on the taste of some of the things around it, so making sure that it's properly sealed. Obviously, eggs don't freeze well, so egg salad sandwiches probably wouldn't be a good choice for freezing ahead.
I think I'm really going to take this into consideration this year, because I've discovered this new thing. I got to put a plug in for this new little thing that I bought. I bought it at Pampered Chef, and it's called the Cut and Seal.
I have one of those. It's awesome.
And Liam just loves it, because I've always said that my kids are, they're always going to eat the crust. Well, there's no way I'm going to force him to eat his crust, because he won't eat it. So the Cut and Seal is great, because what it does is it makes a little circular pattern into your bread, and you put your topping on your first piece. So for instance, he's really picky. So lately we've got him on jam and cream cheese. So we spread the cream cheese, put a little bit of jam. We take the second piece of bread and put it over. And what it does is it cuts through and seals it around like a little pastry. And it's like a little pocket. So I'm hoping that I can maybe make them some pizza sandwiches, like maybe put a little bit of pizza sauce and some pepperoni and things like that on them too, and get them to be more adventurous. And he really likes the pot. We call them pockets.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to give it a go this year.
Definitely. We'll have to start a thread on the discussion boards about freezing sandwiches, and people can share what they've tried and what works, so that we can all gain some time by freezing ahead.
Right, because some things just aren't going to work. So I guess trial and error, we'll find out which ones will work for us and which
absolutely
ones will be great.
Yeah. What about sandwich alternatives? Like, there are kids who will not eat sandwiches, and my kids will eat them, but they do not want them every day.
Yeah, that's like my daughter as well. Well, it's easy for my older daughter, but Liam will have a bit of a challenge. My daughter, they actually have access to a microwave in their cafeteria. So we can send supper leftovers from the night before. So she really enjoys like curries and rice dishes and casseroles and things like that. So I will send them in a reusable container, and so she can warm them up at school. So that's a great alternative if you have access to a microwave. For the littler ones like Liam, he's my challenge. He likes the look of the whole Lunchable thing. I think it's more that there's a snack in it or a chocolate bar. So I kind of make my own little Lunchable for him, where I have, same idea, I have a separated dish that I have from Tupperware, so I can put cheese in one area, I can put some crackers in the other, and maybe some lunch meats in a separate area. So for him, that's a great sandwich alternative.
My daughter loves leftovers, so she will take them, but we don't have a microwave available, so I do send everything in a thermos, and I try to heat it to a fairly high temperature so that it's not cold, and we use stainless steel thermoses, and I find they maintain the heat quite well.
What I do is I actually take my kettle water, I pour it in while I'm preparing whatever I'm making, like if it's a soup or maybe a pasta. What I do is I'll pour the hot kettle water in after it's been boiled into the thermos,
right,
and then pour whatever she's going to be eating in after. So it's already heated up the core of that thermos, so it will stay warm. So she's never had a complaint that it's gotten cold by lunchtime.
Oh, cool. I think leftovers are great if your kids will eat them. And Sam will eat them sometimes. He actually would eat a sandwich every day, but I do find that he likes things like fajitas. So if we have fajitas, it is technically leftover, but I'll use my little separated container. You have one from Tupperware, and I have one of those ones where the four sides snap down. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of them. And I will put the meat in one and some cheese in another and some salsa in another, and just send a couple of small tortillas, and he'll make his own little fajitas at school. So it's not a sandwich, but it certainly is something that he likes and he really enjoys eating. That new seal saran wrap, if I put it over the one space that has the salsa, and it seals it, and then it doesn't get into all the other areas. So.
Yeah, you're only losing a little piece, though.
So. Yeah. And the kids just poke a hole in it and get their stuff out. So bagels are another thing that my kids will eat. I wouldn't classify them as a sandwich. Emmy will take bagel with cream cheese and cucumbers. Sam will just take bagel and cream cheese. And you can get those little mini ones. So I find a couple of those the kids are quite happy with. Sometimes Sam will want to do it himself, so I'll send the cream cheese separate. because sometimes the kids have those Lunchables with those little bagels in them, so he'll feel like he's doing it himself. I do try to send everything ready for them, though. They also love wraps, so if your kid won't eat sandwiches, sometimes they will eat the tortilla, and I'll put a bunch of stuff into a tortilla, and I find that that's pretty quick and easy to make as well.
Yeah, McKenna really enjoys the wraps, and I find I'll put some sort of a spread down to kind of hold everything in place.
Yeah.
Whether it's mayo or maybe cheese whiz.
Yeah, I know. And I use a little piece of that new saran wrap at the bottom just to hold the bottom together, and that way they can hang on to it and eat the rest, and then I'll put it into their sandwich holder. And they're not super big, but that saran wrap keeps them together. Okay, so let's move on to number one, the thing that people are looking for most, and that's snacks. We actually just had a discussion about snacks yesterday. I was reading about how a lot of snacks are contributing to obesity in children, and that many of the snacks that kids are eating are actually the equivalent of a meal calorically. So when you're handing your kid an energy bar for a snack, it's not likely that they need that many calories, and that the article I was reading said that fruits and vegetables should almost always be your child's snack. It shouldn't be a lot of processed foods, a lot of the granola bars and cereal bars and stuff that we commonly will put into our kids' lunch bags for their snacks. So I said to Emmy and Sam, are you guys willing to give it a try where we just have fruits and vegetables for our snacks at school, and we'll just pass over using a lot of the cereal bars and cheese and cracker packages and stuff like that that often we see at snack time? And they both have agreed. So I'm going to give it a try and see, and I'll let you know how it works out. But what do you guys do for snacks? Are your kids looking for fruit and vegetable, or are they looking for cereal bars?
They're not, unfortunately. I like to bake a lot, so I bake a lot of muffins. So muffins are a good snack, and I try and do like a bran muffin. I have a great 6-week bran muffin recipe, so the batter actually will last in your fridge for 6 weeks.
Oh, good.
So, you know, in the morning, I want to just whip up a quick batch of muffins. They can take fresh muffins with them that day. And I have the little mini muffin pans and the little mini muffin tops. So they're very quick to bake. So they're big on like homemade baked goods like that.
Right. And you can make a healthy muffin. It doesn't have to be like a full-out cake, right?
Exactly. A lot of times you can substitute. A lot of muffins have, you know, a lot of sugar in them, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can substitute like applesauce and things like that for it as well, because it's basically something to bind them together. And so, I mean, applesauce is a better alternative than putting in 3/4 cup of sugar. So a lot of people are afraid to kind of stray off recipes, but be adventurous and just, you know, try some different things. And if they don't work, well, then it's only one batch.
Right. And then if you find something that works and the kids really like it, then hang on to it. What other things would you send in the lunch bag for a snack?
Well, I like to send apples, but I find that Liam doesn't like to eat the skins. So that's a challenge. So I have to peel them first. But then by the time lunchtime rolls around, they've gone brown. So
right.
I need to come up with a good solution. Now, I've read that putting a little bit of lemon juice in.
Yeah, I do that, and it does work.
But will it change the flavor? That's what I'm concerned.
It is a little more tart. Give it a try. I cut the kids' apples up in slices if I'm setting them to go with their lunch, and I'll put a little bit of lemon juice on them. I do think it makes it a little more tart. You could maybe sprinkle a tiny bit of sugar on if you wanted to, but I think they just get used to eating it like that, especially if they like apples. Like Sam really loves apples, but because he's at the stage where he's losing a lot of teeth, eating an apple whole tends to be a bit challenging for him. Now, my biggest challenge for snacks is that they do not eat the snacks in the classroom. Like, I was on Canadian Parents discussion boards and asking about that, and a lot of people seem to say that their schools don't have food on the grounds. That would be great, but in our case, they do have to take their food out onto the grounds and eat it at recess. So if I put it into a container, the kids won't take the container out. So that means I have to send Ziploc bags, but then that's a lot of garbage. So I thought if I use the Ziploc bags for, say, fruits and vegetables, I probably could rinse them out and reuse them, because there's really no getting away from using them when they have to take them onto the grounds. Because taking containers out when you want to play hockey afterwards or running around, I just don't find that they'll do that. So they won't eat it, or they might lose it.
Yeah, I find that that was a challenge with us too, because Mackenzie didn't want to bring the containers out at lunch with her and have to carry them around through her whole lunch hour or through her recess. So was also a challenge for me too. But I think that asking her to bring home that Ziploc baggie and reuse it is a great idea.
Yeah. Actually, just in closing, I was reading that to help you really put together the best lunch bag, healthy-wise, but just to make sure that your kids are eating, is to ask them to always bring home everything. So do not throw out anything. Everything comes home. So then if they're bringing home a lot of food, it will help you to see that either maybe they don't have enough time to eat, or maybe in the case of my son is talking too much, so he's not eating. Maybe you're sending too much food. Because I have seen, because I've helped at school, I have seen kids throwing food in the garbage. Their mothers don't know whether the food is being eaten or being thrown out. So I think if you start early so that they don't really think of it as odd that you're asking them to bring it home, just keep everything in your lunch bag, bring it home, we'll throw it out at home. And that way it'll help you to identify if there are any problems. And
exactly. Then you know what they're liking and what they're not as well.
Right. Because I think sometimes we put in too much food. So either you end up pushing your kid to overeat, or you end up having this food being thrown into the garbage. And why throw your food in the garbage? If you know they're not eating that much and they don't require as much, then just reduce how much you're sending.
That's a great idea. And I think, Helen, didn't you also pose a question in our experts thread, our nutrition expert? And she answered a really great question about snacks. And so if anyone wants to get some more information, check out our nutrition expert. And she answered a great question on snacks, school lunch snacks.
Well, I hope today's podcast has helped you get yourself a little bit more focused on making lunches. No matter what time of the year, you can dive into making lunches healthy and litterless, freezing ahead, and coming up with sandwich alternatives are always a great way to go. To learn more about today's podcast, visit www.momtalk.ca. And don't forget to drop by the CanadianParents.com discussion boards, where you'll find lots of support ideas and inspiration.